Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to possess impressive wisdom? How do they keep calm in the midst of chaos and make accurate decisions under pressure? It's not magic or genetic. It's wisdom. A timeless wisdom that you too can master. Imagine being able to see beyond the obvious, control your emotions, and exert a powerful influence over others with your ideas. Does it seem unattainable? It's not. In this episode, I'm going to reveal 9 secrets from the ancient Stoic philosophers that will transform your mind into a genuine machine of wisdom. These are simple but profoundly effective techniques that will allow you to stand out in any context. Are you interested in learning how to be wiser than those around you? Stay until the end and discover these timeless and ancient practices. If you value what we're doing here, subscribe if you haven't already and leave a like. That small gesture helps us a lot. Let's get started. Lesson 1. The value of inner silence. Imagine this situation. You're stuck in intense traffic and already running late for an important commitment. Every passing minute feels like an eternity, and frustration begins to take over. How would you handle such a desperate situation? Many people, faced with an unexpected event, allow frustration to consume them. They curse, complain, and blame circumstances for their discomfort. But what if there was a more effective way to deal with this? The Stoic philosophers teach us a crucial principle: to cultivate inner silence in the face of adversity. Although it may seem simple, the benefits of adopting this practice are profound and transformative. By remaining calm, you conserve your mental energy to face challenges with clarity and purpose. As Seneca said, "It is not what happens to us, but how we react to what happens that defines our happiness." This quote reminds us that our reaction, not the event itself, is what truly shapes our well-being. Why is this strategy so powerful? When you give in to discouragement and start to complain, you end up wasting valuable reserves of mental energy, energy that could be used to face the challenge constructively. Instead of letting irritation take over your mind, take a deep breath and seek a state of calm. Focus on what you can control and act from that base of serenity. By finding inner silence, you turn frustration into an opportunity for action. If you find yourself stuck in traffic, consider this moment as an opportunity to reflect, review your goals, plan for the future, or even practice gratitude by recognizing the blessings in your life. True strength does not lie in the absence of problems, but in the ability to face them calmly and with determination. Inner silence allows you to stay in control and turn challenges into opportunities for growth. How about putting this lesson into practice today? Challenge yourself to adopt inner silence for a week. Face each difficulty with a calm attitude and observe how your mind becomes more focused and your determination firmer. You'll discover that true sages are not those who avoid challenges, but those who face adversity with a silence that denotes greatness. Remember, silence is also a form of intelligence. Lesson 2. The wisdom of keeping your secrets. Let's explore an essential principle of Stoicism that can guide you to navigate life's complexities with prudence and serenity: discretion in handling your secrets. This concept does not imply avoiding transparency or shutting yourself off from others. but rather practicing caution in sharing intimate aspects of your life. The Stoics understood that not all thoughts and emotions need to be exposed to the world. There is a silent strength in being selective about what you reveal and to whom you entrust your vulnerabilities. From the Stoic perspective, our inner world, our deepest thoughts, dreams, and desires, deserves protection. Sharing these aspects without care can expose us to harm, especially when others do not understand or do not have our best interests in mind. Epictetus advised, "Not everyone deserves to know what dwells in your heart." He understood that our inner peace can be compromised when we open ourselves too much to people who are not prepared to respect our confidence. Think of your secrets as unique treasures that should be kept with great care. By keeping them close, you create a space of authenticity where you can be yourself without fear of criticism or betrayal. This doesn't mean adopting a defensive posture, but rather being cautious about with whom you share your deepest feelings. It's about building relationships based on mutual trust and respect, where the exchange of confidences strengthens rather than exposes. Protecting your secrets is not only a matter of personal defense, it's also an exercise in self-discipline. In an age of constant exposure and instant sharing, the ability to hold back and be discreet is invaluable. Imagine that you are developing an innovative idea or a personal project that excites you deeply. Revealing your plans prematurely could attract unnecessary criticism or discouragement. But by keeping your idea protected until it's fully developed, you preserve your creative energy and stay focused on what's important. To act wisely, practice prudence. Here's a challenge for you. Incorporate Stoic prudence into your daily life. Be mindful of what you share and with whom you share it. Lesson 3. Silent greatness, the power of humility in Stoicism. In this lesson, we'll explore a principle that resonates deeply within Stoic teachings. True greatness does not require boasting. The wisdom of the ancients teaches us that genuine virtue lies in modesty, even when we achieve significant things in our lives. This may seem counterintuitive, especially in a world that values recognition and applause so highly. However, Stoicism offers us a perspective that values introspection and the merit of discreet actions. For the Stoics, true conquest is not in public applause but in the inner peace gained by living virtuously. When we celebrate our victories ostentatiously, we risk straying from the path of virtue, falling into the trap of vanity. Epictetus reminded us that it is our actions more than our words that should reflect our values. By embracing this idea, we let our achievements speak for us without the need for proclamation. The simplicity of greatness manifests when our actions are a silent reflection of our dedication and commitment. Imagine the figure of a craftsman who has spent years perfecting his craft. His work, laden with detail and effort, becomes the silent testament of his mastery. He doesn't need to publicize his achievements. His creation speaks for itself. Similarly, when we act with integrity and focus, our life becomes an example of our principles without needing external validation, the danger of external validation. In our digital age, it's easy to fall into the trap of seeking approval through likes and followers. However, Stoicism warns us of the fragility of this pursuit. True satisfaction cannot be measured by external metrics. It is found in the growth and progress we feel within. When we root our happiness in our own development, we discover a fulfillment that is immune to the fluctuations of public opinion. So here's a Stoic challenge. The next time you achieve a significant milestone, instead of seeking recognition, focus on your progress and the next goal to surpass. Let your actions, not your words, be a testament to your greatness. Remember, true success is defined by a life guided by purpose and virtue, not by the applause of others. Lesson 4. Constructive silence. Let's reflect on a practice that elevates our morale and dignity, refraining from commenting on others. In a world where instant communication constantly exposes us to rumors and speculation, Stoic principles invite us to redirect our attention to what truly matters, our own personal development and the positive impact we can have on society. For the Stoics, silence was not merely the absence of words, but a manifestation of wisdom. They understood that participating in trivial conversations, especially those that involve judging or criticizing others, diverts our focus from what truly matters. Epictetus, one of the most notable Stoic philosophers, advised, "First learn to be silent, then learn to speak appropriately." This means that true mastery lies in knowing when it is wise to speak and when it is better to remain silent. Think about the time you spend reflecting on others' faults. Every minute spent on this is a missed opportunity to improve yourself. Imagine a life where, instead of being distracted by others' errors, you focus on building a strong and virtuous character. By adopting this practice, you distance yourself from external drama and strengthen your own path, creating an atmosphere of respect. When we choose to avoid gossip and criticism, we create an atmosphere of respect and collaboration around us, a space where everyone is dedicated to improving themselves and supporting others. This environment not only promotes collective well-being, but also inspires greater productivity and personal satisfaction. The next time you feel tempted to comment on someone, pause and reflect. Choose constructive silence and use that moment for introspection. True strength does not come from pointing out others' flaws, but from recognizing and working on our own weaknesses. By choosing this practice, you not only cultivate inner peace, but also become a model of virtue that inspires others to follow the same path. Lesson 5. Act wisely. Action over words. When it comes to moving toward our goals, Stoic wisdom invites us to reflect on the power of silence. It's not only about patience or discretion, but about prudence and self-control. The Stoics teach us that not all thoughts and plans should be shared, as true strength lies in acting with caution. Like a general planning his strategy in secrecy, we must be careful about when and with whom to share our next steps. The ancient Stoics deeply understood the unpredictable nature of the future. Instead of worrying about sharing their plans, they prioritized focusing on the present and carrying out concrete actions within their control. As Epictetus stated, "First, tell yourself what you would be, then do what you have to do." For the Stoics, speaking less and doing more was the real path to progress. Three reasons to keep your plans in silence. Why did the Stoics value silence around their plans so much? The answer lies in three key aspects. Unbreakable focus. Sharing our plans exposes us to others' opinions and criticisms, which can divert our attention from what truly matters. Keeping our goals private allows us to concentrate fully on our efforts without external interference. Avoiding the illusion of progress. Announcing our goals can give us a premature sense of achievement, which can diminish our motivation. This illusion may make us feel we've already accomplished something when, in reality, we're still on the path. Strengthening self-sufficiency. By keeping our plans private, we develop confidence in our own abilities. This teaches us to make decisions independently of others' approval, which strengthens our personal growth. Imagine this situation. You have a personal project you hope to turn into a new career. Disclosing this plan prematurely might attract unsolicited advice or even envy that could distract you. By keeping this project in reserve, you protect your vision and avoid negative influences. Or think of a health goal, like preparing for a marathon. Telling everyone about this plan might create unnecessary pressure to meet external expectations, which could be harmful if you're still preparing. Keeping this goal to yourself allows you to focus on your personal progress without distractions. Before sharing your plans and goals, ask yourself, "Will sharing this truly help me, or will it only create distractions? Will it strengthen my determination or make me dependent on others' validation?" From a Stoic perspective, caution.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Silence isn't about hiding something, but about protecting and nurturing your goals with wisdom. By keeping your ambitions private, you create a safe space for them to grow and develop without external pressure, building a balanced and authentic life guided by reason and action, not by words. Lesson 6, the value of doing good without seeking recognition. This lesson invites us to reflect on the true meaning of virtue and how it should be practiced. The essence of Stoic virtue does not lie in displaying our good deeds, but in doing them for the sake of goodness itself. It's easy to think that sharing our acts of kindness might inspire others, or that feeling good when we help is natural. However, the Stoics teach that true virtue is intrinsic and does not depend on others' approval. According to them, the value of a good action lies in the act itself, not in the pursuit of recognition. By doing good simply to be seen, we risk turning virtue into vanity, compromising the purity of our actions. Seneca reminds us that the true reward of a good action is the action itself. Virtue, according to the Stoics, justifies itself. It doesn't need applause or validation to bring satisfaction to the one who practices it. Genuine generosity and its silent impact. Imagine a fruit tree that grows silently in a field, offering its fruits without the need for show. It doesn't need praise to continue producing. Its nature is simply to give. In the same way, when our actions are silent without the need for proclamation, their impact is even deeper. Genuine generosity is expressed in gestures, not words. That form of kindness is the purest and most valuable. In a world increasingly influenced by social media, it's easy to fall into the trap of seeking validation for our good deeds by sharing contributions and acts of generosity to receive likes and comments. But the Stoics warn that true virtue is not fed by such fleeting approval. When we do good out of pure internal motivation, we cultivate authentic compassion, and the joy of helping becomes independent of any external recognition. The Stoic challenge. Let your actions speak. Here's a Stoic challenge. The next time you practice an act of kindness, resist the urge to announce it to the world. Find satisfaction in the simple awareness of having done something positive. Let your actions be your legacy, a silent testimony to a life lived with integrity and compassion. By adopting this philosophy, you will not only contribute to a better world, but also find a deep sense of inner peace and personal fulfillment. Lesson 7. Protecting your vulnerabilities and strengthening your inner self. On the journey toward self-mastery and personal growth, the Stoics offer us an invaluable lesson. Protect your vulnerabilities. In an era that celebrates transparency and vulnerability, Stoicism guides us to be selective with what we share. Although it's essential to recognize our flaws to foster self-awareness, exposing our weaknesses can leave us vulnerable to unwanted external influences. Marcus Aurelius, one of the great Stoic philosophers, reminds us that our mind should be an impenetrable fortress against any external attack. Understanding the value of discretion allows us to strengthen our inner core, distinguishing between flaws and vulnerabilities. First, it's important to distinguish between flaws and vulnerabilities. Flaws are character weaknesses that, when recognized, can be corrected through reflection and constant practice. Admitting these flaws is essential for personal development. Vulnerabilities, on the other hand, are sensitive points in our psyche that, if exposed, can be used against us, causing emotional distress or impulsive decisions. These are the weak spots in our armor where we are most susceptible to attacks or external influences. Silence is a tool for strengthening. The Stoics teach that true strength does not lie in displaying our vulnerabilities, but in facing them internally and transforming them. Keeping our weaknesses private is a form of self-protection. For example, if you tend to feel anxious in high-pressure situations, sharing this with others could lead them, consciously or unconsciously, to increase your workload, exacerbating your stress. Instead, by working quietly on strategies to manage stress, you develop a silent resilience that allows you to face challenges more effectively and confidently. Turning vulnerabilities into strengths. This is the Stoic challenge. Instead of focusing on your vulnerabilities or revealing them, Use them as an opportunity to grow. Silence can be a powerful ally in the journey of introspection and personal development. Identify your vulnerabilities, work on strategies to overcome them, and let your actions speak for you. Inner strength, according to the Stoics, does not need external validation. It flourishes in the silent cultivation of resilience and the self-confidence that comes from self-mastery. By protecting your vulnerabilities, you not only shield yourself from potential harm, but also build a solid foundation of inner strength to face any adversity. Lesson 8. Inner silence. Discovering strength in stillness. Let's reflect on the importance of stillness and why the Stoics valued these moments of introspection so much. We live in an age of constant connection, where solitude is often viewed negatively. Social expectations pressure us to always be in company, as if solitude is something to avoid. However, for the Stoics, silence and stillness were not signs of weakness but invaluable sources of strength, understanding, and a deep connection with the inner self. The Stoics believed that true self-understanding and inner peace often arise in moments of silence, away from everyday distractions. Stillness provides the space necessary to examine our values, confront our concerns, and strengthen our self-confidence. Seneca reminds us, "Stillness is not the absence of action, but the action of the spirit." For the Stoics, stillness is not just about being physically alone, but about finding peace within oneself, nurturing the mind, and finding satisfaction in one's own company. Cultivate your inner space. Stillness is a rare gift, a moment to reconnect with our deepest thoughts and emotions. By protecting our stillness, we create a safe environment for self-reflection and personal growth. Not everyone understands the value of stillness, and some may mistakenly see it as isolation or social disconnection. Keeping our introspective practices private helps us avoid misjudgment and preserves the integrity of our inner journey. Strengthening confidence in stillness. In stillness, we learn to seek comfort and guidance within ourselves. We develop a profound sense of self-confidence and inner strength. Sharing these moments excessively may create a dependency on external validation, weakening the confidence we've built in stillness. Embrace this Stoic wisdom in your daily life. Dedicate time to reflect in silence, whether through meditation, writing, walking in nature, or simply moments of calm. Creating this space for introspection will strengthen your connection with yourself. By valuing stillness, you gain access to a constant source of inner wisdom. This will nurture your creativity and provide a solid foundation of resilience, which will be beneficial in all areas of your life. Lesson 9. The silence of dreams. When we explore the world of dreams and aspirations from a Stoic perspective, we find a valuable piece of advice. Keep your dreams safe in the sanctuary of your heart. Stoic wisdom teaches us that there are times when it is best to protect your ambitions, allowing them to mature in silence, away from curious glances and outside voices. You may wonder if sharing your dreams is necessary to stay motivated or to receive support. Although sharing goals with trusted people has its merits, the Stoics suggest that there is incomparable power in reserving these dreams, allowing them to flourish in a space free from external influences. The Stoics were masters at focusing on what was within their control, while accepting what was not. Dreams, while inspiring, are delicate. Revealing them prematurely, or to the wrong people, can expose them to doubt, criticism, or even ridicule. As Seneca reminds us, the greatest danger to life is placing all hopes in tomorrow, ignoring the present. For the Stoics, living in the present and acting toward our goals was more essential than getting lost in fantasies about the future. Why keep dreams in secret? Let's consider why the Stoics believed that keeping your aspirations private can be the wisest choice. Protection of vulnerability. Dreams are intimate parts of who we are, deeply linked to our identity. By revealing them, we risk exposing ourselves to criticism and skepticism. Guarding your dreams provides a safe space where they can grow without external interference. focus on internal motivation. Stoic philosophy emphasizes that true motivation should come from within, not from external validation. By sharing your dreams, you might unconsciously begin to seek approval, which could distract you from the path charted by your own passions. Keeping your dreams reserved helps preserve the inner drive that fuels your journey. Cultivating patience and resilience. Achieving big dreams requires time and dedication. Sharing them too soon may create unrealistic expectations and disappointment if progress is slow. By keeping your dreams within, you concentrate on the journey, celebrate small achievements, and develop the patience and resilience needed to overcome challenges. Applying this Stoic philosophy to your dreams. Imagine that you want to create a nonprofit organization to support communities in need. Sharing these plans prematurely could attract doubts or criticisms that weaken your focus. By keeping your vision secret until it's well established, you protect yourself from negative influences and stay focused on your mission. Or think of an emerging artist who is working to perfect their skills and create a unique piece. Exposing their work too soon could lead to comparisons and criticism. By guarding their creations until the right moment, they nurture their artistic voice without allowing others' doubts to interfere. Here's a Stoic challenge. The next time you feel the urge to share a dream, pause and reflect. Ask yourself if sharing this ambition will truly help you, or if it might distract you from your path. Will it strengthen your determination or create a dependency on external validation? Remember that preserving your deepest dreams is not about hiding them, but about creating a sacred space where they can grow and develop free from noise and outside expectations. It's about trusting your own judgment and allowing your dreams to follow their natural course, blooming at the right moment. Final reflection, the wisdom of inner silence. If you've reached this point, it means you are willing to explore and apply Stoic teachings to strengthen your character and inner wisdom. Stoicism invites us to rediscover peace and strength in silence, discretion, and self-control. Remember, true power does not lie in exposure or recognition, but in the inner silence where our wisdom blooms and our strength is forged. If you found this content enriching, consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a like. If you've made it this far, leave the phrase Stoic wisdom in the comments so we know you listened to the episode until the end. You'll find other episodes that can further expand your knowledge of philosophy and personal growth on the podcast. Always remember, true power and greatness reside in cultivating and protecting your inner peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.